Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the ABCs of Rock podcast. I am your host, Nathan Schuer. I want to thank you for tuning in. And I should, at the top of the show, give a little shout out to the Weston Media Podcast Network, for which the show is part of. One other thing to get out of the way at the top of the show, the ABCs of Rock podcast is solely designed to introduce its listeners to the artist's deeper catalog. I do not claim to own the rights to any of this music. I simply want to shine a brighter light on these artists and encourage you, the listener, to seek out their music and purchase it, download it, or stream it through any legal means possible. Supporting these artists is the most important thing to me. So today we're back to a very mainstream act, and possibly the most mainstream act of the last 25 years. I'm talking about the Foo Fighters. I'm a huge fan of them, and I don't mean that ironically. I say that because I've noticed a strong backlash, I guess you could say, over the past decade. And I think it's due mostly because they've been crammed down our throats for so long. I also believe there is a backlash to them because, for whatever reason, they are one of the only modern rock bands that can actually break through to terrestrial radio. All the more reason I have pretty much stopped listening to the radio. It's horrible. I live in Massachusetts, and I've witnessed over the past 10 years the demise of 5 of the 6 local radio stations that catered to rock fans. It's really depressing. Yes, there are a few classic rock stations out there, but I can't listen to those because it's the same 100 songs played over and over and over. College radio stations are disappearing, modern rock stations, alternative rock, it's all going away. But all is not lost. There are still great music getting made today. You just need to know where to look for it. All right, enough of my rant. Let's get to the music. So, the Foo Fighters, obviously fronted by Dave Grohl, who, as far as I know, had already written some of these songs many years before Cobain's death. Interesting tidbit about the first album, which is self-titled. The Foo Fighters weren't really even a band. Dave Grohl played every instrument on the record. It wasn't until he was planning to tour that he needed to assemble a band to join him. So the lineup for a majority of their tenure besides Grohl is Nate Mendel on bass, Taylor Hawkins on drums, who came on board after William Goldsmith left after the first album. Chris Shiflett came on guitar on the third album and has been with them since. Pat Smear started with the band, left for about 12 years, and came back in 2010. And finally, most recently, Rami Jaffe on keyboards, who started off as a touring member but has now become an official part of the band around 2005. The Foo Fighters have released a ton of singles over the past 25 years, and as listeners of this show know, my goal is to highlight songs that are deep cuts and overlooked gems and forgotten classics that don't get played enough anywhere. The Foo Fighters have so many great albums. I actually found this to be a real challenge just to pick 10 songs to highlight. Maybe when we swing around to the letter F in the future, I'll find 10 more songs. The first song you're going to hear is off their debut album. Now, I actually have mixed feelings about this album. I'm actually not the hugest fan of it, mostly because I didn't love the singles that came off it. And to be completely honest, I find the production of it kind of bad. Granted, it's a well-known fact that this album was produced at a blistering speed as sort of an experiment by Grohl, who made the album as part of therapy while grieving over Kurt Cobain's death. Despite my personal grievance, this was a huge selling album in the end. It was produced by both Grohl and Barrett Jones and was released on July 4th, 1995. The song is called Alone and Easy Target, and it was actually released as a promotional single, not an official radio single. This is my favorite song in the album. I love the chorus. I love the chorus forces the song to switch gears. You'll notice that a lot with their songs, how much the song changes throughout its runtime. Here's my favorite verse from the song. Crazy TV dreams might be true, not what it seems. Food in cavities, chewing words, tear at the seams. He don't feel so good, don't feel so bad, not that he should.
Did you ever listen?
easily my favorite song on this album. It just cranks. And I also never understood, of all the singles, why wasn't this included? I think it would have been a huge hit. All right, let's move on to the next song, which comes off their sophomore album, The Color and the Shape, which was released on May 20th, 1997. When this album came out, it was everywhere, backed by some huge singles, especially Everlong, which is now a staple on rock stations. God forbid they play anything else from these guys, though. The song I'm going to choose is Wind Up. This was the first song that I heard that really turned me on to the Foo Fighters. I dug the singles on this album, and I actually bought this because I was kind of into the song Walking After You, which, if I remember, was also on the soundtrack of the X-Files movie that came out in 1998. Yes, I was a huge X-Files fan. You just have to deal with that. But that's for another podcast. The song Wind Up ended up being on this mixtape I had when I listened to when I went for a jog. And I remember when the song came on, it just gave me an extra spring in my step. I just love this song. And it's also the first time I think Dave Grohl implemented his signature screaming vocals. And it's the third verse where Grohl elevates it to this higher level. It's really cool. A great high energy rocker, and it clocks in at 2.5 minutes. And here's the verse from the song. Will I be happy on the back of the shelf? Will you be happy when we're sharing a cell? Spare me the question since you know me so well. Someday you'll realize I get shy and I choke up. Right. Is your heart pumping yet? I should mention before we move on, The Color and Shape was produced by Gil Norton, who has an extremely long and storied career working with some great alternative rock bands such as the Pixies, Throwing Muses, Echo and the Bunnymen, Jimmy Eat World, and many huge albums. And the Foos would bring him back to produce their 2007 release, Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace. We'll be getting to that album shortly. Up next, we move on to their 1999 album, There's Nothing Left to Lose, which came out on November 2nd of that year and produced by the Foo Fighters and Adam Kasper, another powerhouse producer. I personally find this album to be the most consistent of their entire catalog, which made choosing a song very hard. I really enjoy all of them and easily could have picked at least 5 or 6 songs off this album. But I did want to spread the wealth throughout their career, so we're going with their album closer, M.I.A. What I really dig about this song, and I can say for so many of their songs, is how it builds. The vocals, the guitar, the percussion just keep progressing throughout the song. Gonna quote the chorus for the song instead of the verse, because in my opinion, it's the chorus that completely makes the song. Yeah, you won't find me, I'm going M.I.A. Tonight I'm leaving, going M.I.A. So you don't find me, I'm going M.I.A. Tonight I'm leaving, going M.I.A. Say goodbye to me, I'm going M.I.A. I can find relief, I'm going M.I.A. Getting lost in you again is better than being numb, better than playing dumb. Say that I'm much too. I really hope you enjoyed that. The CD that was issued, as I look at it, was manufactured not in a standard jewel case, but a cardboard bifold case and a temporary tattoo was issued with it. I actually still have that temporary tattoo. I never used it. I wonder if it's worth anything now. Anyways, let's continue on. The next song I'm going to play is off One by One, which came out on October 22nd, 2002. I don't know if it's me personally, but I feel like this is one of the albums in their catalog that kind of gets seen, that just seems forgotten. And I will admit, before I did research on this episode, I probably hadn't listened to this album for 10 years all the way through. The album was produced by the Foo Fighters, Adam Kasper, and Nick, I'm going to botch his name, Rascal Linux. And I'm going to play two songs off this album because, once again, there are so many damn great songs on this one. The first of the two is Lonely As You. The song is another perfect example of the musical genius that Dave Grohl is. The song keeps switching gears and keeps on building. It ends in another beautiful chaos-filled crescendo. If you haven't heard this one or haven't heard it in a while, then you're really in for a treat. And of course, here's the verse from the song. Wake up, you're dreaming. I can't stand your screaming. Drowning out these prayers, just some words without meaning. Alright, great song. Let's not waste any time and get right to the next track on the same album. The song is Overdrive, and it actually represents the other style of song the Foos are known for. It's the kind of song that kicks immediately into gear and is full throttle to the end. Here's a verse. Coming down, I'm coming around. This time I think I'm waking up. Give me loud to drown it out before the world starts breaking up. Turn this one up, people. And if you're driving, toss it into cruise control, put on some shades, and cruise along. It's a great driving song. Alright, we are officially halfway done. So we're jumping ahead to their next album, In Your Honor, which came out on June 14th, 2005, produced by the Foo Fighters and Nick Raskulinix. I keep butchering his name. This double album not only came on two discs, but two extremely different albums altogether. The first disc features 10 heavier rock songs, and the second disc has mellower songs. For whatever reason, though, and maybe it's just me, I have never really been in sync with this release. Maybe it's the 83-minute runtime. It did spark some radio hits. I remember the big one was Best of You, which, by the way, is one of my least favorite Foo Fighters songs. To me, it sounds like it was made for a beer commercial. And there's really nothing on the second disc of mellow songs that has ever grabbed me. However, the first disc does rock, and there are some decent songs on it, but there is one I feel is the cream of the crop, and it's one of the faster full-throttle songs. It's titled Hell, and it's amazing. I want to quote Michael Millis from ConsequencesOfSound.net. At less than 2 minutes in length, the band hop on a bunch of horses, race towards the edge of a cliff, and leap forward. It's like the Who on speed, and it's cool to look on them, one that lasts as long as it takes to read this paragraph. I couldn't agree more. Gonna share the chorus for this particular one. We'll gather around the fire, and I will lead the choir. Sing farewell, see you in hell. What a song. It simply exemplifies everything I love about this band. Again, something like that never would have been a single on the radio, but in my opinion, it's the best 2 minutes on this album. Let me know what you think. We're going to jump ahead to the next song on our playlist, and it comes off the 2007 release, Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace. It came out on September 25th of that year and was produced by Gil Norton. I always felt this was their big comeback album. I do recall it won a Grammy for Best Rock Album that year. Not that I put any value on what the Grammys considered to be good music, but this album was huge and has spawned three terrific singles that I can honestly say I've never gotten tired of hearing. The Pretender, Let It Die, and Long Road to Ruin. But as you know, I'm not here to play the hits. The rest of the album has an incredible flow going for it, from the beginning, starting with the big singles, to the home stretch. For those of you that know the track list, you'll get my reference. But lodged comfortably in the middle of this album are two songs that are consistently in my personal playlist. The first one is Stranger Things Have Happened Before. This is the first ballad we're going to play in the episode. It's a beautiful, quiet moment on this album with essentially Dave Grohl and Chris Shiflett on dueling acoustic guitars, with Grohl passionately reminiscing about a lost friend. And I absolutely adore the songwriting on this one. Here's the opening verse. God damn this dusty room, this hazy afternoon. I'm breathing in the silence like never before. This feeling that I get, this one last cigarette, as I lay awake and wait for you to come through that door. That song just gives me goosebumps. We're gonna play a second track off this album, and it's actually something a little different for them again. It's really great mid-tempo jam titled Summer's End. Another song I just adore in this album. It completely moves my soul. The lyrics are so vivid, and it makes me just want to get in a car on a beautiful day, roll down the windows, and just drive through the countryside. The chorus to the song is pure bliss. Here it is. Meet me in the summertime, we can move the air. Sweet Virginia countryside, I will meet you there. Golden lips and cherry wine, moonshine in your hair. Just keep staring at the sun, pray for summer's end. That song just puts me in such a peaceful mood. I want to remind listeners out there that I'd love to get feedback on these songs. Are they also favorites of yours? Possibly new to you? Let me know what you think. Okay, we're getting close to the end here, folks. Just a couple more tunes left. After Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace, the Foo Fighters took their longest break from the recording of studio albums. In that time, Dave Grohl recorded an album and toured with Them Crooked Vultures. Second week in a row, I've had a chance to reference that band. Seriously, people, check that album out. It's great. They came back and released their seventh studio album, Wasted Light, on October 12th, 2011. It was produced by Butch Vig, who's been around since the early 80s and is actually the producer of Nirvana's Nevermind. The song I'm selecting of this album is Dear Rosemary, a really cool track that features one of the godfathers of alternative rock, Bob Mould from Husker Du, or I should say Husker Du, on guitars and vocals. Here's a verse. You got away, got away, got away from me. Now get away, get away, get away from me. I couldn't grow just a living in your shadow. Where do you go when no one's following you? You ran away, ran away. It was right on cue. Shall I go on and on and on and on and on and on again? You ran away, it was right on cue. I really dig that song. I hope you enjoyed it too. Very cool to have Bob Mould as a guest on that song. And if you don't have any Husker Du albums, what are you waiting for, people? Even this other band, Sugar, is full of some great songs. Definitely check those out. Okay, we are going to cue up the last song from today's podcast. And it's off their most recent release, Concrete in Gold, which came out on September 15th, 2017. It was produced by Greg Kirsten, who was an interesting choice since he's mostly known for working with pop artists, and you can tell in the production of this. But maybe that's what the Foos were going for. This album takes some interesting detours and is probably their most experimental album of their career. You can hear some sounds out of the band you've never heard before. Some good, some bad, some bold. One of them that I think is both good and bold is a song called Make It Right, which sounds like a mashup of T-Rex meets Prince. I guess that's how I would put it. Yeah, it's very different. Either way, it's got a murderous groove, and I think you'll enjoy this. And I think it's best to share the chorus from the song. Hop on the train to nowhere, baby. Don't you want to hitch a ride? Lights go out and your head starts spinning. Someone got you hypnotized. Down on the chain, your bad tuxedo. Brother, can you spare a dime? Count what's left when it all goes wrong. How you gonna make it right? Alright, very cool song. Maybe not what one would typically think of as a Foo Fighters song, but I appreciate the fact that they're not just resting on their laurels and trying some new things for a change. If you like the song, maybe consider buying the whole album. It's full of different sounds for them. And that brings us to the end of this week's show about the Foo Fighters. And this has been a lot of fun for me. I'm actually having the time of my life producing this podcast. We don't have a ton of followers or downloads quite yet. I realize it's mostly because we're new, but if you have it in your heart to subscribe to this podcast on whatever your preferred podcatcher app is, it would be greatly appreciated. And if you feel like sharing a 5-star review and rating, that would be super helpful too. Next week, I'm going to be moving on to the letter G. And as of this recording, I still have no idea what band or artist I'm going to highlight. I'd love to get some suggestions from you on what bands you'd like for me to possibly cover on future episodes. And I'm completely open to a band that I know nothing about. I've been considering this idea for a show for a few weeks now. Up to now, they've all been bands and musicians that I felt very passionate about. But I love to get turned on to something new or different and getting exposed to an entire catalog of music I wasn't aware of. So once again, thank you for listening to the show. Please subscribe and share the podcast. Message me on Facebook or Twitter. I can be found at ABC's of Rock Podcast on Facebook and ABC Rock Podcast on Twitter. The ABC's of Rock is part of the Western Media Podcast Network. I encourage you to support all of our shows. See you next week. Freak song.